Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hi there. Happy hump day.
Hey.
Hopefully we're getting another one of those. These days we've been getting have been, they're cold, but it's so beautiful. It's like just crisp and the foliage is gorgeous and the sky is so blue. I mean, I know I should be wishing for rain. But man, the days have just been so
nice. Rain in the forecast. And today, there may be some clouds, but another day like we've seen with temps in the 60s.
Oh, sounds perfect. All right, let's do the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows educators and students need access to more personal protective equipment and technology now. So the Fremont Bank Foundation donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts to buy supplies to keep people safe while learning continues in our communities for our community's youth. That's Fremont Bank, everyone.
Nice, Fremont Bank.
Yeah, the forecast has sun all the way down. So no rain in the forecast that I see at the moment anyway. Anyway, so where to begin? Let's start with this. It looks like in the UK, they have approved Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine for emergency use, which we don't even have here yet.
Right.
But they're like, give it to us and let's start giving that to people. So they're going to begin administering the coronavirus vaccine next week in the
UK. Wow, good for them. And let's hope it goes smoothly. That they can definitely test that out for us.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, England.
Right. And it puts pressure on the FDA here to also get that going. Right. So, I was reading about the way that will get distributed. Let me find it. It's from the New York Times. I have it here. But they just say basically the way the timeline's going to work is that here in December, healthcare workers and nursing home residents are going to be the first people to receive the vaccine. That's what has been recommended. We've got up to 40 million doses available in America before the end of the year. But unfortunately, there's two doses needed. So that's 20 million people, not 40 million.
I see. So you get the same thing twice. It's
basic,
not
that's what I'm reading here.
It's not a two-part
here, yes.
Thing that's something different.
So that's they're going to be able to get long-term care facilities vaccinated as well as the country's 20-something million healthcare workers there first. Then it starts to go down from there. They say they'll get people in their 70s and 60s and anybody in a compromised position, they'll get it next. If you've had coronavirus, they say you do have some immunity, at least short term, so that may remove you from
push you back a little further.
Exactly
down the list.
Right. So that's the next priority group is people over the age of 65, especially if you're over 75, especially if you've got medical conditions that put you at risk.
Right.
But it'll trickle down from there, and by June, they say, they'll hit the general public and work its way through, and hopefully...
As long as all the kids and all the teachers can get vaccinated over the summer, we can... I mean, I hate to say it right off this whole school year, too, but it's it's sort of how it feels.
Well, this is just me. I know that people in the schools have been working daily to try and stay current with how to manage the kids, and they're working their asses off, and it's obvious, and you can see that. But I feel like, at least for me, I'm easier with what I know. So if you tell me we're home for the rest of the year, I would do better in those circumstances than constantly being like, what are we? Oh, we're home this week? Okay.
Right.
Maybe not, though, next week. Well, all that unknown stuff leaves me
right. No, right. Trouble. Make a decision. Tell me how I'm going to be, and I'll deal with that.
Right.
It's really difficult. And a lot of people have stopped and started, and it's, or I should say, started and stopped.
Right. Anyway, so that's where the vaccine now, that's the story with the vaccine and how it will spread.
Okay.
So the news, though, is good, and you should be encouraged by that.
I am.
Okay. I love this quote. I love this story. It's a lot, so, you know, settle in.
Okay.
Let me work on this for you. Belgian police have broken up an illegal lockdown orgy involving over 20 men.
Mm.
They say in the party. In fact, let me go to this part. Police, when they burst into the ground floor of a bar in the Belgian capital on Friday night, discovered alcohol, drugs, and what has been described as a party of legs in the air.
Oh, like I just don't care.
So you gotta, you know, let that picture settle in.
I love it.
A lot of feet in the air.
Yeah, well, okay.
As
it actually doesn't seem like that's what you would see in an all-boy party. But okay, I'll go with that.
Why do you say that? There's just as easily access from the front, isn't there?
I don't know. It just seems like that would be less, it would be more like, you know, a bunch of heads swiveling. Uh-oh.
Oh, you think everybody...
Uh-oh.
You know what? Maybe I want you to look at me when you do me.
Well, I could always crane my head over my shoulder. I don't know. it's not what I would have thought if I had to paint that picture. But I'll go legs in the air. That's totally fine.
A party of legs in the air as the police burst into this ground floor bar. Apparently, there were a lot of people that ran for it.
Oh, well, that's an awkward run.
One of the revelers was Joseph Sager. Oh. I think I'm saying that.
Joe
wrong.
Sager, how you doing? Legs in the air like you just don't care.
He's a Hungarian member of the European Parliament.
Oh,
a senior figure of the ruling far-right party.
Oh, boy. Isn't it always the people yelling the loudest?
It is always those people. He tried to escape through a window and along the gutter, but injured himself and was confronted by police reinforcements as they arrived.
I mean, that would be so much more exciting.
They claim the politician tried to invoke some kind of immunity, which they said, no, absolutely not.
Right.
They also say that this person...
Oh, there he is.
That's the guy.
Sexy. That beard is fluffy. I would say he's, I don't know, maybe around 40. Really sort of tightly slicked back top hair. Really sort of mean. Oh, he looks like a mean German guy, like arr. Or like a cleaned up pirate, maybe. And he's got like a big, like a kind of a bushy beard that goes down to about the top of his collar. And he's got a suit on, you know, a little wire rim frames. But boy, he does not look like the guy you'd find at the Legs in the Air party.
Again, our man found at the Legs in the Air party is a far-right politician. Mm. He's one of three politicians in 2011 who rewrote the Hungarian Constitution to define the institution of marriage as between a man and a woman and banned adoption for same-sex couples. So this is one of those guys who now has resigned his position.
Well, right.
On Sunday.
It's that or get thrown out, right?
This was before the revelations emerged that he was caught at a bar orgy. An all-man bar orgy.
Mm.
I should also add that he is married.
Mm.
So
of course he is.
Mm-hmm.
Of course he is.
Would like to apologize to my family and my colleagues and my voters. He says he had no knowledge of the drugs found at the scene, including ecstasy pills.
I didn't care about those. I was there for the men.
Right. For the wiener.
I was there for the ween. Oh, wait, I'm not supposed to be into that, am I? I've even rewritten the rules to discriminate against guys like me.
So I don't know what his state of dress was.
Isn't it sad? Isn't it so sad that, you know, we've got to hide who we are because we're such Quakers. Like, it's, you know, it's just, you're not into that. You're into this or you're into both. Like, it's just, who cares what people do in their bedrooms? Who cares?
Reports identified a Brussels gay bar as the site of the orgy.
Oh, a Brussels
gay bar. And, of course, the bar owner says, absolutely false. That did not happen here.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to have to speak to my lawyer, he says. Of course, one of the big problems with what went down is that coronavirus is happening, and this is against the corona. Right. It looks like in...
So you're saying the Brussels police aren't mad that there was a gay orgy, because... Who the hell cares? It's that you can't gather in numbers of 20 people.
Right.
So that's why it was broken up. They didn't, like, do a gay raid.
It was a lockdown rules
I see.
Bust.
So it's just this guy's unfortunate luck that he happened to be at the party that was busted because there were too many writhing, wriggling legs in the air bodies.
Right. But once again, at the legs in the air all man orgy, a man known, a politician known for his anti-LGBTQ stance, and a party leader in the Hungarian parliament from 94 to 02, he's been busted, and apparently he likes wiener too.
Well, you know, a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm. So
others,
that
I'm
one.
Not interested.
Fun.
Mm. It's honestly, it's like the guy in the bathroom in Minnesota.
Oh, the wide the stance the guy. Wide What's stance that guy's
guy?
Name?
I don't know. He was like I don't know if he was a senator. I think he was a guy from the House of Reps, right? I can't remember his name.
I thought he was a senator, but either way.
Oh, maybe he was. But whatever it was, he was outspokenly anti-gay.
Right.
And it's always the loudest guys. Oh, well, maybe someday we'll all evolve. Not care so much about what other people are doing.
Larry Craig?
That's Craig. I thought Craig was the first name. Darn it, I should have said it out loud. Anyway, there you go. Because the guy was also found bloody, I just see him half naked, bloody.
Oh, because he hurt himself and, trying to escape through a window and on a ledge.
In full denial mode that he's involved in that. I was not, no. Nuh-uh.
Oh, it's too bad. Too bad we can't just be ourselves.
You've fallen down outside the window of the party you're saying you weren't at. What are you talking about?
Were you just peeping? What exactly is happening? You're naked peeping?
Dummy. Anyway, let's move on.
All right.
Being single is fun, but also hard, especially as we head into the holidays. You know, Hooman used to tell us these are the months that he hated the most because even though it's the holidays and... it's Jesus's birthday, and he's a Jesus fan. He also found himself alone too much and sad.
Oh.
So, and I don't even know what dating must be like during a pandemic, but...
It can't be. Well, for Hooman, it's easy because he doesn't seem to care at all. Everything's the same for him. He does live with his mom, though, now, so I don't know if that's changed things a little bit. He can't say he's got his own cool apartment.
In
not
the
like
marina.
He took him home or anything, though.
What's that? Oh, yeah, no, he's not. Anyway, he doesn't take anybody home, right? He could say he lives in a palace. They'd never know. He doesn't take anyone there.
I prefer to make out in parking lots for 40 minutes. You good with that?
Through the mask.
Anyway, this isn't about Hooman. This is about dating. The rankings of the best and worst cities for single people are out. They judge it on 32 different factors, including the percentage of single people, gender ratio, the number of people using online dating, the cost of things like dinner, drinks, entertainment, and rent, and more. Of course, they say also included in this year's tally include how states are dealing with the coronavirus restrictions. So the fewer the regulations, the better the score, which seems stupid, but that's the deal. You can go date, therefore you got a better score this year. Yeah, Madison, Wisconsin, number one.
Really?
And Wisconsin is, as they say, surging or raging with coronavirus as we speak.
But they're also wide open.
Right. You can go and you can do stuff. Atlanta, Denver, Salt Lake City, and Columbia, South Carolina.
Boy, South Carolina was on the top of some other list, too.
And you know what? It was yesterday. A nice place, but that is one of the places where I actually, I'm not someone who grew up around a lot of racism. I just didn't. I didn't grow up with it in my house, and I didn't grow up around it. And of course, I'm a white guy, so why would I, right?
Right.
But I know in cities and different places, you will deal with it. In the South, you deal with it. And that's one of the places where I heard really racist stuff out loud from people's mouths that I was looking at, like actually looking at someone going, "You just said that."
Yeah.
So South Carolina's got its problems, at least that I've witnessed, but it was pretty.
Yeah, lovely.
Seemed nice enough.
The beaches are beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's a good place to date, apparently.
Yep. And it's got a great dating scene. Our text number is 800-400-3697. What is this? 510 says, I know this is not the secret show, but Sarah, have you ever had your legs in the air? What kind of question is that?
Of course I have.
Duh.
I'm 54 years old. Countless times. Legs in the air, like I just don't care.
I've noticed, though, that's not always the preferred, the push in the thighs back thing is not always the preferred method.
Yeah, that's nice, though. You know, you can do that. Whatever.
Sometimes.
Little everything.
Right.
Let's change this up.
Here's a thought. Why don't you reverse the anti-gay legislation you enacted before resigning? Says 925.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unfortunately, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
He thought he was going to just duck underneath this thing and miss all the fallout.
Well, look, I have sympathy for a guy like him, too. He clearly never felt like he could be himself, and he has not a fake wife, a real wife.
A real wife. And here's someone who knows the story. They say that politician is 59 and married to a lady who's a judge.
So he tried. He tried to live the life that he thought he should live. And meanwhile, he's someone else entirely inside and he's had to live to age 59 and complete that. Maybe this will free him and he can just go be who he is. Like, it's really, I feel sad for him too. I feel sad that he had to live a life that, well, as far as I'm concerned, it was a lie. You know, maybe he was perfectly comfortable with it. I don't know. It's just, I think that's really sad.
Yeah, but then to go around and point fingers, that's...
Yeah. No, I'm mad at the legislation that he enacted. I mean, I think that's super lame. Like, just because you've figured out a way to have a real wife and kids and your dirty underbelly, you're going to deny that to other people?
Right. 415 says, I'm a middle school teacher in Marin, and I'm going back today with students in the classroom, and it's because of parent pressure. We better be high on that list to get vaccination if we are forced to be in the classroom.
I really do think that a priority should be students and teachers. I really do. I mean, it would help every adult. It's
a bummer because I know that feeling of these kids have to go somewhere. They just do. It's not, no offense.
We need outlets.
But we got to get these kids out of the house.
It's why we invented school.
But I'm super, really.
Nobody needs calculus. I'm sorry. They just stick you in there like, okay, well, you've learned that. We're going to get harder.
Right.
You know, because you can't go home. You know, your parents are busy. Or working or whatever.
It's just dressed up daycare. Is that what you're saying? All right.
Kids need outlets. Yeah, I get it. I suppose they should learn to read and stuff, but, you know, we don't really need that.
Right. Well, anyway, I don't disagree with you, and I do know I've been part of a few conversations where parents are like, yeah, I do it. I don't care what you got to do. Figure out how to get this kid in there.
I know.
That's sad because that's sad. A person who's a parent. Who probably doesn't want their kid sick, but also can't have their kid home anymore.
Right.
Anyway, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with some of these end of the year lists are coming out now, Vin. So I'll get to a little of that right after this.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.